Will you please make your selection and leave?
I have.
Well, what do you want to take out?
The librarian.
Quiet, please.
The librarian.
You're not listening, Marion. Look. Marion. Marbles. 6 steelies, 8 aggies, a dozen peewees, and one big glassy with an American flag in the middle. I think I'll drop them.
No!
Shh. Madam Librarian. What can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian. Marion, heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion.
Audio.
Madam Librarian. What could I say, my dear, to make it clear? I need you badly, badly, Madam Librarian. Marion, if I stumbled and I busted my whatchamacallit, I could lie on your floor unnoticed till my body had turned to carrion.
Audio preview.
Madam Librarian. Now in the moonlight, a man could sing it in the moonlight. And a fellow would know that his darling had heard every word of his song with the moonlight helping along. But when I try and hear to tell you, dear, I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian. Marion is a long-lost cause I can never win, for the civilized world accepts as unforgivable sin, and he's talking out loud with any librarian, such as Marion. Shh! Madam Librarian. Rian. But when I try in here to tell you, dear, I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian. Marion, it's a long-lost cause I can never win, for the civilized world accepts as unforgivable sin, and he's talking out loud with any librarian, such as Madam Librarian.